For WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week, I'm Paul Foster, opening up this feature along the Broad River near Cliffside, North Carolina, where you can hear water flowing and a decent wind blowing in the background. As required by the state of North Carolina, two public meetings conducted by the Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ for short, about Cliffside coal classification. Cliffside, by the way, located in Cleveland County, North Carolina, near the Rutherford County line, only a few miles also from the South Carolina line in Cherokee County, is home to a Duke Energy power plant. Two meetings will be conducted on Monday evening, March 14th at 6 p.m., one in Cleveland County at Bowling Springs Town Hall on College Avenue, the other in Rutherford County at Isothermal Community College. This will be a time when science and engineering meet public input. There are concerns. Get ready now for input from DEQ, Duke Energy, and the conservation organization Mountain True of Western North Carolina, represented by the Broad River Alliance. Now back in studio and joined by Tom Reeder, Assistant Secretary of the Environment for DEQ, the Department of Environmental Quality, talking about March 14th.
What that meeting is all about is basically to solicit public input. We've issued our draft proposed classifications for the various coal ash ponds throughout North Carolina. And in particular, in the Cliffside area, we've ranked the individual ponds as anywhere from low to intermediate. And we're interested in getting public soliciting and receiving public comment and input on those proposed classifications and any type of information they would have to us, or specific data especially, that would help us finalize the final classifications that are due out sometime this summer.
Tom, one thing you mentioned was the classifications, the rulings of the water testing of Cliffside. Coming up a little later in the interview, we'll talk with a representative of Mountain True and the Broad River Alliance about their feelings on those rulings. What is DEQ's response to Mountain True's belief that the two Cliffside coal ash pits were classified too insignificant at those levels of low and the other at low intermediate?
Compare this to Asheville, for instance. The governor ranked as high priority for immediate excavation back in the summer of 14, and that was due to the fact that we were actually seeing off-site impacts of that groundwater contamination on public receptors, private wells, things like that. We're just not seeing those same level of impacts at the Cliffside plant, so that's why those are ranked a little bit lower than Asheville. But the important thing to remember is all of these are going to be cleaned up. All of these are going to be rendered safe. These coal ash ponds are never going to be a threat to the citizens of North Carolina once we've completed all of our actions on them, and that's our highest priority, regardless of what ranking they get or when they're closed, that they never present a danger to public health or the environment.
Tom, did I understand you correctly that information shared by concerned citizens at those meetings could have DEQ to change its final classifications due this summer?
The high priority sites are locked in place. There's no possibility of those changing, like Asheville, Dan River, Riverbend, and Sutton. Those are going to be high. That's not changing. But all the other ones, there is a possibility that they could change before we finalize our recommendations, which are due out sometime this summer. And that's what this public input period is all about, is to get the public's comment, get their input, get any data they might have that might sway our analysis one way or the other in our final rankings. But again, remember, whatever our final rankings are, they're going to be scientifically defensible and based on science and hard data, because that's what we're mandated to do under the Coal Ash Management Act.
What is the timetable for Cliffside and the other coal ash infected streams?
High priority sites like Asheville will be closed by December of 2019. Intermediate sites will be closed by December of 2024. Low priority sites will be closed by December of 2029.
And then Tom said he wanted to share a little known moment.
Nobody's ever actually used it before. February 6, 2014, I went up the Dan River with the governor. Governor was pretty upset by what he saw. We're leaving the facility, and we're leaving in one of those state trooper chargers. Governor's riding shotgun up next to the state trooper, and I'm sitting directly behind the state trooper. And we get about a quarter mile away from Dan River. Out of nowhere, the governor spins around in his seat, and he starts pointing at me. He says these words. He says, "I want these cleaned up. I want it done by the book, and I want you to hold Duke accountable for what they did. I promise the citizens of North Carolina that we're going to execute those governor's orders, and we're going to make these facilities safe and make sure they're never a threat to public health or the environment in North Carolina again."
This is WNCW's Friday Feature. I'm now joined by the coordinator of the Broad River Alliance, a waterkeeping alliance, David Caldwell in Cleveland County. David, conservation and environmental organizations in the region like Mountain True, the Sierra Group, and Broad River Alliance question DEQ's coal ash readings for Cliffside, the low and low intermediate.
As I understand it, there are 32 coal ash ponds in North Carolina. Only four of those were classified as low priority, and two of those are in Cliffside. There's also another pond in Cliffside that's ranked low as low to intermediate, and that means that these three ponds possibly could be left in place rather than excavated. We have concerns about that.
When you say they would be left in place, according to testing, a number of things have been found, of course, in that water, such as high levels of arsenic, and the list goes on. Explain to us more about what you know.
Well, I do know that there are some heavy metals in that water that are dangerous to wildlife and the fish and the people that drink the water and use the water for recreation. There's two ways that that water gets into the river. One is that it seeps into the groundwater around the ponds and then eventually goes into the river. Second way is there is a direct discharge from the coal ash pond into the Broad River.
For those unfamiliar, David, would you paint the picture of where Cliffside and that pond is located, that general area?
I've been paddling and fishing on the Broad River around Cliffside and Bowling Springs for about 25 years, and it is just a beautiful natural resource in this area. It offers swimming, fishing, and paddling opportunities. The Cliffside plant lies right on the Rutherford County, Cleveland County line. It's about 10 miles upstream our Broad River Greenway, and then about 20 miles upstream of the South Carolina line.
What would your message be to concerned citizens in Cleveland and Rutherford counties when it comes to the events of March 14th?
Pollution from industry is just one of the issues we are concerned with, and coal ash contamination is a big part of that. And we have an opportunity now to really make a difference in the future quality of water in the Broad River. Residents of Cleveland County, North Carolina, and Cherokee County, South Carolina should especially be concerned. An opportunity for us to go out and express our concern to the Department of Environmental Quality and hopefully convince them to reclassify these ponds as either intermediate or high priority ponds so that they will be removed along with the majority of the other ponds.
Making sure that all voices in this story are heard, we now welcome in a spokesperson for Duke Energy, Danielle Peoples.
Cliffside really gives a great snapshot of progress and improvements in coal ash management and also in coal power generation. Cliffside continues to provide reliable power to the region today. And in 2012, folks may remember we brought the new Unit 6 online with modern technology that significantly reduces air emissions. And coal ash created from that unit is already managed in a fully lined landfill on plant property. Last October, folks may recall, we began excavating the ash from the original ash basin and placing it in the fully lined on-site landfill. So we really are making great progress on all fronts at Cliffside.
Danielle, when groups like Mountain Times and the Broad River Alliance say that DEQ's assessment of Cliffside, their response hasn't been good enough, what's Duke Energy's response?
I think it's important to note that excavation is not the only safe way to close a basin. We completed a thorough groundwater study late last year that gives us the most detailed information we've ever had about groundwater at the site. And we've studied with outside consultants and universities groundwater modeling for years out, and capping in place with a synthetic engineered liner system protects groundwater. We at Duke have a set of guiding principles that we're evaluating to develop closure plans, and we study impact from storm and seismic events and think about the impact of excavation on the local community. It's important to note that a low-risk classification gives the option for capping in place closure, but it does not require it. And where the environment and groundwater can continue to be protected for the long haul, it's the option that minimizes impact to communities and reduces costs.
What happens from here when it comes to Duke Energy's role?
So So the public hearings are coming up, and those are around each of the plant sites in North Carolina. And after that, the state will take that information that they've gotten from the public and announce their final classification. That will help us move forward with our closure plans for each of our sites. We're committed to meeting the final closure requirements of the state process. So we will close basins as required and do it as quickly and in a safe way.
Danielle, one last thing. Will representatives for Duke be in attendance at those meetings?
We will have Duke folks there at both of the hearings. Look forward to listening to the public's comments, being there to talk with folks and answer questions as we can.
DEQ's Cliffside Coal Ash meetings for Cleveland County and Rutherford County, Monday evening, March 14th, 6 p.m. You've been listening to WNCW's Friday Feature Interview of the Week.